This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
He asked this young man, do you know any of it? فَقَالَ نَعَمْ I do. فَقَالَ هِهِ In Arabic that means, give me. قَالَ فَأَنْشَدْتُهُ بَيْتًا So I told him a verse of poetry. فَقَالَ هِهِ Meaning another one. فَأَنْشَدْتُهُ بَيْتًا فَقَالَ هِهِ حَتَّى أَنْشَدْتُهُ مِئَةَ بَيْتٍ Until I recited for him a hundred verses of poetry. فَقَالَ لَقَدْ كَادَ أَنْ يُسْلِمْ Almost arrived at Islam on his own. In the narration of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, قَالَ إِنَّ مِنَ الْبَيَانِ لَسِحْرًا Sometimes words are like magic, and I'll talk about that tomorrow, inshallah. That he almost accepted Islam. He didn't. Umayyah ibn Abi Salt didn't accept Islam. Never did. Yet the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam not only was interested in his poetry, he asked someone to recite those pieces of poetry to him. Now, not only did he ask a sahabi, but that sahabi knew at least 100 verses. You know how all of you know lyrics to certain, you're not going to come and tell me, Sheikh, I remember, you know them. The moment the beat starts, they just come out because you know the lyrics. You just know the lyrics. You're not going to come and tell your father about it or, you know, boast about it. But you know the lyrics of these songs or of these pieces of poetry that are important for your time. Normal. It's normal. It's always been normal. It's never been abnormal for you to know the popular aspects of poetry within your time. Shadid ibn Suwayd did, and Mu'adh ibn Jabal did. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam didn't find it weird that they did. He actually expected them to, and asked them to recite it upon him. He was more interested in the part of popular culture that had a little bit of wisdom in it, alayhi salatu wasalam. He wasn't interested in the garbage that talked about misogyny and the culture of sex and drugs and kind of carelessness. No, he cared, alayhi salatu wasalam, about the part that had a little bit of wisdom in it. Even if it wasn't Islamic wisdom, even if it wasn't Tawheed wisdom, even if it was wisdom that was composed and thought of during a time of shirk by a mushrik who died a mushrik, and never had anything else to add to that than that. But he was still interested in the wisdom that existed in that. He expected the kid to know it. He knew it, and he had him recite upon him 100 verses. In Mu'adh's narration, he said, I got scared. I'm like, is he doing this to see how much I know from this so he can chastise me for knowing it? Because I should know the Quran instead, and why do I know all this poetry? They did. The Arab knew their poetry. They knew their poetry well. It was the documentation of their culture, of their time. That piece of art is so important for any society or community to prevail. You need it. If you take any, you take a community, or you take a faith or an ideology, and you rip out the concept of art and throw it away, just wait. Just watch them shrivel into nothingness over time. Because they don't have, something's missing. It's a miracle. Wallahi, it's a miracle that as Muslims till this day, we stand the way we do. Because we don't have art. We haven't had art for a couple of hundred years. But subhanAllah, the Qur'an carried us through all of it. Because the Qur'an is so artistic in its own nature. Because the Qur'an, you cannot recite it. You have to sing it. Understanding that the word sing here is not what I'm talking about, yani performing on a stage. Meaning, you can't just read it as you speak. You can't say, أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ بِآيَاتِنَا وَقَالَ لَأُوتَيَنَّ You do that, we kick you out of the masjid, we bring someone else. You have to read it in a voice. You have to do, whenever there's a med, you have to go four counts. When there's a ghunni, you have to do two counts. It has to sound in a certain way. That's art. What is that? That is art. I mean, you're not allowed to recite the Quran except artistically. You're not allowed. You're prohibited to recite it as if you're reading a newspaper. You have to read it artistically, even though it is the most profound philosophical law-based text that ever existed. The haqq that is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you understand the concept of it. The Prophet ﷺ had a high appreciation of art. He expected his followers to have a high appreciation of art. If you don't have a high appreciation of art, I am telling you, you cannot appreciate the Quran. You can't. You can't, if you don't appreciate art, you can't appreciate the Quran. Because the Quran, an aspect, has a very strong, beautiful, beautiful artistic side to it. That if you don't understand art, you can't appreciate that part of the Quran. That's missing for you. That's why people don't enjoy the Quran anymore. They don't. They read it because they have to. It doesn't do anything for them. They don't sit there in complete joy. I remember, like, you'd see, well, not just even artists today, they don't. We have in Arabic culture, for people who are Arab, know that modern Arab songs are garbage. But if you go back to, like, to the old days in the 60s and 50s, you had people like Kulthum, and you had like Farid. You had people who would sing for an hour right? For an hour. Until this day, their art lives on because when they sang it, there was compassion in it. There was some connection to it. Now it's all just CGI and I don't know. I've been playing around with the tunes. It's garbage. It's not. I don't know. I'm getting old, so whenever you get old, you start looking at whatever is doing things all bad. But they still had that compassion, that passion to them. The Prophet alayhi salam, when he recited the Quran, he felt it. It came through the words. You felt it when you heard him, alayhi salatu wasalam, because he understood what he was reading and he meant what he was reading. And that's how the Sahaba did, and that's how it was done for a long time, until recently. And I think it's not just the fact that we're disconnected from the Quran. No, I think it's because we're also disconnected from art, from tasting art and enjoying and appreciating art. I think there's something missing here. Something missing. And I'm not saying go and listen to all the garbage that's out there. There's not even a debate about music here. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to say that as a culture, as a community, as a faith, we need art. You can't expect me to be able to bring Shabab to the masajid and keep him here without it. You can't. You're asking me to do the impossible. It's not possible. You need art to keep it going. The Arab had their poetry, and it was relevant. Why do you think Hassan and Ka'b and Abdullah, wallahi, Islamically, they were not fuqaha, and they were not ulama, and they were not great fighters. They actually have a story of Abdullah not being a great fighter and being very scared when he was given the leadership of Mu'ta. But they were artists, and the words they said would live on. Their poetry till this day exists. Till this day, we don't memorize it, but it's still there. Allahumma lawla anta mahtadayna wa la tasaddaqna wa la sallayna فأنزلا سكينة علينا وثبت الأقدام إن لقينا إن المغات قد طغوا علينا فإن أرادوا فتنة أبينا. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would say أبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم. And those words lived on in their minds because it was poetry. It documented a time. It documented a feeling. It gave them something to refer to. The day we said that. Till this day we sing طلع البدر علينا. We don't even have authenticity to that song. We can't even authenticate that song, but because it's so meaningful to us. You hear طلع البدر علينا, what do you think of? You think of Hijra alayhi salatu wasalam. You think of Medina. You think of Islam. You see a hilal in your mind. You can see Bilal on the Kaaba. That's what you see. It's art. It attaches you to something beautiful. Without that, something's missing. He appreciated that alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why we have these ahadith. We have to learn to appreciate that again. Or else we're walking on very thin ice. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن الشريد بن السويد رضي الله عنه قال رديفت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يوما فقال هل تحفظ من شعر أمية ابن أبي الصلت شيئا فقلت نعم فقال هيه فأنشدته بيتا فقال هيه فأنشدته بيتا فقال هيه حتى أنشدته 100 بيت فقال